my lips. Do that mute. Come on, don't you stand there. I should have let you cry when your mother died. Now cry.
I think we should ask ourselves what we should do with our lives in the time we had. I think there are many good things on TV. I like crime dramas, but I don't know if I should feel guilty about that. I think science is such a worthwhile topic that anyone who wants to do it will feel compelled and won't be put off by media stories. I don't know much about American football, but if I were to support anyone, it would have to be Caltech. Unfortunately, they are as likely to win as me being abducted by aliens. Thank you for listening.
Time to rise, and when it's time to sleep. And philosophy of W.C. Fields, considered by many experts the greatest comic artist of all time. The character he portrayed was a composite of all human weaknesses. He was mean. He hated children.
You kids are disgusting. Tagging around here all day, drinking of popcorn and lollipop.
He was a drunkard.
Someday you'll drown in a bath with
whiskey. Death, where is thy sting?
He told outrageous lies.
Now, did you ever play the game of squidgeling?
No. The only game I've ever played is beanbag.
Beanbag. Oh, it's very good. It becomes very exciting at times. I saw the championship played in Paris. Many people were killed.
He was lecherous.
Don't be so free with your hands.
Listen, honey. I was only trying to guess your weight. You take things too seriously.
He was dishonest.
I want my money.
Got change for $100 bill?
No.
That's fine. I offer you your salary and you haven't changed. That's sabotage.
All I want's my salary.
Glutton.
He had a unique philosophy.
My uncle, a balloon ascensionist, Effingham Hoofnagel, took a chance. He was 3.5 miles up in the air. He jumped out of the basket of the balloon and took a chance of lighting on a load of hay.
Golly. Hmm. Did he make it?
No.
Oh.
He didn't. Had he been a younger man, he probably would have made it. That's the point. Don't wait too long in life.
He was vulgar and poor. Here is that Fieldsian combination of brutality and comedy. He plays a bartender who tells a customer how he handled a particularly obnoxious woman drunk.
A tenant bar one time down the Lower East Side, New York. Tough Paloma comes in there by the name of Chicago Molly. I crossed her, and none of your picadillos in there. Hot lights on the bar, surprising. Philadelphia cream cheese and asparagus with mayonnaise. She dips her mitt down into this melange. I'm yawning at the time, and she hits me right in the mug with it.
I jumps over the bar and knocks her down.
At this point, his fellow bartender, a puny little runt, interrupts.
Where's the funnel?
I don't know. It's up along there somewhere. You were there the night I knocked the Chicago Molly down, weren't you?
You knocked her down. I was the one that knocked her down.
Oh, yes, that's right. He knocked her down, but I was the one started kicking her. So I starts kicking her in the midriff. Did you ever kick a woman in the midriff that had a pair of corsets on? Well, I almost broke my great toe. I never had such a painful experience.
Did she ever come back again?
Well, I say she came back. She came back a week later and beat the both of us up.
Yeah, but she had another woman with her.
And yet, with all his faults, he could still play a tender farewell scene with a little child.
And if we should ever separate, my little plum, I want to give you one little bit of fatherly advice.
Yes, Papa.
Never give a sucker an even break.
That is the sound of W.C. Fields, and like his character, completely original. He never said anything the simple way. Instead of saying, "Will you join me for breakfast?" he says,
How'd you like to hide the egg and gurgitate a few saucers of mocha java?
Instead of saying, "I'm going to take a bath," he says,
"Lie down, with your permission, I shall dump my pink and white body in yonder old tub. I feel a bit gritty after the affairs of the day."
Instead of saying, "You have a beautiful voice," he says,
"Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You make Jenny Lynn sound like a mangy alley cat with asthma."
He had a poet's ear for the music of words, and all of his favorite phrases seemed to have a musical cadence.
"My little lassie.
My little dove pie. My little chickadee. Yes, my little glowworm. My little Rocky Mountain canary. My little mud turtle dove. Yeah, I shall join you in a ham and ten. Ah, what's the..."